Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The 8 p.m. curfew was not entirely ignored, but it was ignored in many parts of the city, and there was more looting overnight, more arrests as well, although not on the scale of Monday night. And there seems to be some debate over whose job it is to get this under control. We get more on that from Glenn Schuck this morning. Glenn?
The curfew beginning at 8 p.m. combined with things like traffic being stopped at 96th Street and checkpoints at places like the Lincoln Tunnel seemed to really cut back on looting overnight, although dozens and dozens were still arrested, and there was damage to places like Nordstrom, where I am here at 31st and 6th, with windows smashed. And this protester, though, earlier saying they were going to stay calm.
I'm a follower of the rules, you know. I'm not gonna get out of hand. But from this protest we just did, there was no violence whatsoever.
President Trump tweeting after midnight that New York City was totally out of control. This after Governor Cuomo Tuesday called the mayor and the NYPD's handling of the situation a disgrace, saying he had the option to actually displace the mayor and bring in the National Guard. Bill de Blasio was with us on 1010 Winds last night, defending his actions and that of the NYPD.
What happened last night was a very, very different reality than what we had seen before or expected. The minute we started to see that, we said, okay, we're going to change this scenario. We're going to go to the earlier curfew.
Now in Soho, which was badly damaged from looting Sunday night into Monday, also much quieter with a heavy police presence, cutting off access to places along West Broadway. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
More on what the president had to say on Twitter this morning. He wrote, New York's finest are not being allowed to perform their magic, but regardless, and with the momentum the radical left and others have been allowed to build, they will need additional help. NYC is totally out of control. NYC Mayor and NY Gov Cuomo must put rioting down now. The president's been calling on them to call out the National Guard, and he's warned that if they don't get the situation under control, he will by using the military. Businesses that were vandalized and looted in the Bronx can at least avail themselves of the free cleanup services being offered by Borough President Richie Torres, who is also not pleased with the mayor's response to the unrest.
The buck stops with the mayor, and I would give the mayor a failing grade. And the wreckage on Fordham Road, the wreckage on Burnside speaks for itself. There's no need to take my word for it. Speak to the businesses on Burnside and Fordham Road. Speak to the residents who live in the neighborhood. No one is satisfied with the city's response.
Residents were seen yesterday helping to sweep up broken glass and boarding up smashed up windows. Rudy Giuliani says Mayor de Blasio should be resigning or be removed from office for failing to stop the violence and the looting. The former mayor tweeting that de Blasio is preventing the NYPD from taking actions that have prevented riots in the past. He points to a 600-page report produced after the Crown Heights riot. Giuliani added that the mayor has lost control of the mob and the city. John Katsimatidis is working on another run for mayor. The owner of Gristides Supermarkets, various energy companies, and now WABC Radio is forming an exploratory committee. He ran in 2013, but narrowly lost the GOP primary to former MTA boss and deputy mayor Joe Loda. Saks Fifth Avenue can take a hit. The store has been surrounded with razor wire, and private guards with specially trained dogs are patrolling. The dogs include German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, even some pit bulls. Four massive floodlights have been installed to light up the streets around the store. Several hundred protesters marched by Saks last night as the dogs barked at them. There was no looting. Cops were called to a report of a shooting at a housing project in Crown Heights last night. They tried to take the suspected shooter into custody, but they say he wouldn't drop his gun. John Montone with more on that this morning. John?
Lee, almost 90 minutes after the citywide curfew, police officers raced to a report of gunfire at the Kingsboro houses, where Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says they saw a man who had been shot in the leg. Witnesses pointed to police to the shooter.
The officers then encountered a male who was hiding behind a tree up the block in front of 1680 Bergen. The male was armed with a gun.
Using information from NYPD body cams and witnesses' Facebook accounts, Monahan says police pleaded with the man to drop the gun.
We hear the officers for over a minute. He's moving his hands. He's getting up. He's going to go. He's going to go. Drop the gun. Drop the gun.
He did not drop the gun, and 10 officers fired, hitting and killing him. Police say they recovered an illegal handgun at the scene. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
Well, the protesters have obviously not been following stay-at-home or social distancing guidelines, although many are wearing masks, not necessarily for health reasons. There are concerns now that the protests could result in a new outbreak of coronavirus. If so, there's no evidence of that yet, according to Governor Cuomo.
Number of new COVID cases walking in the door is at an all-time low, 154. 154. Congratulations to the people of the state of New York. Look at what you did. Look at the progress you made. God bless you.
And in New Jersey, Governor Murphy says the trend there is also very positive.
You have slowed this virus significantly. Social distancing, turns out it works. Covering your mouth and nose with face coverings works. So keep it up, and we'll get through stage two of our restart and recovery and get on as quickly as we can to stage three.
Next up in New Jersey, outdoor dining effective June 15th. And Murphy says indoor dining could follow shortly with restrictions if the current trends continue. Governor Cuomo has decided that day camps around the state can reopen June 29th. Parental reaction is mixed. Mark Transport is president of the Long Island Camps and Private School Association.
Parental reaction has gone from ecstasy to a certain amount of panic that they have to make a decision. I think some parents were actually hoping that the governor didn't open camp so that the decision was taken out of their hands. So there's a certain percentage of parents that probably wouldn't send their children if they were in a space suit.
And there's still no decision from the governor on when sleepaway camps can reopen. Assuming phase one reopening begins in the city Monday as planned, the subway system and buses return to full regular service on that day. However, the MTA is sticking with its message that only essential workers should use the transit system during phase one. The MTA is asking that MTA police and the NYPD be allowed to enforce the wearing of masks, but that enforcement should not include actually arresting or charging people who don't comply. The MTA will be putting down floor markings and stations to help passengers maintain social distancing and supplying hand sanitizer where and when possible. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.